There are some passages in the Gospels that after we've read them and heard them read many times, we are still wondering just what do they mean. The present passage from Matthew is one of those mysterious parts of the Gospel. The part we've just read from the 23rd chapter of Matthew is the first part of a longer series of denunciations of the scribes and Pharisees by the Savior. They are sometimes called the seven woes, or in the present translation, each one begins with alas. You might say the seven alases. Our Savior, seven different times, calls the scribes and Pharisees hypocrites. The strongest language that Jesus ever used to denounce others were used in this context, where Christ is telling the scribes and Pharisees how wrong they are. What is the Savior saying? Why? His most unmeasured criticism reserved for the scribes and Pharisees. Christ denounced these leaders of the people because they were leaders of the people. They were the ecclesiastical heads of first century Judaism. They were the ones to whom the rest of the faithful looked up to. They were the teachers. They were the leaders. They were the guides. It was they, remember, on Good Friday, went around telling the people, ask to have Jesus crucified. First lesson, therefore. Our Savior was so outspoken in denouncing the leaders among the Jews because they were misleading the people. Before God, the worst punishment is deserved by the leaders in the church if they are unfaithful to their calling. That's the first lesson. That the scribes and Pharisees deserve to be denounced by Christ. And we have to say this. The leaders in the church who are not leading the people as they should. We don't have the right that Christ had to denounce. But we should beg the dear Lord that the leaders in the church today might lead and not mislead the faithful. That's the first lesson. How terribly how sadly, how desperately the church today needs good leaders, especially good bishops. What's the second lesson? If we ask, why is it that the Savior was so unmeasured in his criticism of the scribes and Pharisees? Because they were misleading the people. But how were they misleading? By making religion consist in externals, in what we've come to call legalism. All kinds of rules and regulations, external ones. And the scribes and Pharisees told the people, you do this, and you will reach heaven, paying no intention, no attention to the heart inside. Remember again how many times the Pharisees criticized the Savior because he did various things which were against their Pharisaic law. Healing on the Sabbath, not washing his hands before he ate. Hundreds of external regulations without serving God with humility and faith inside. What's the lesson for us? Not an easy one, believe me. It is 15 years that I have been working with religious, serving the congregation for religious. I think I know religious at least as well as most other people. I say this first to myself and then to you. We must have rules. We must have regulations. There must be external law that we're to observe. But watch this. The hardest lesson for us religious to learn is that external observance by itself does not make us holy. All right? We are not underestimating regulations. We need them. But when we come to die, we cannot tell the Savior, I've kept my rules perfectly, and expect to reach heaven just for that. How well I know, how well I know that we religious must be humble inside, loving inside, forgiving inside, patient inside, That's why Jesus, the gentle Savior, used the strongest language in the Gospels to denounce those who believe you please God only by what you do outside and ignore the heart within. Let's ask our Savior for two things. First, that we might be obedient to those in authority. I mean in the church. But pray, and I'm talking to the right audience, pray and sacrifice that especially bishops and priests might be a worthy example for the faithful to follow. There is only one problem in the Catholic Church today. Only one. As I've been told in Rome more than once, bishops and priests. The rest of the faithful follow their example. Pray, beg, that God may enlighten our bishops and priests to be what God wants them to be.